decide you want to do something different.
No,
you got a motion.
I didn't know you had the motion.
Unless you got a motion.
Yeah, we got to do something because it's public.
That's up to them. I don't know.
What?
Leave the record open after.
For what?
For written comments.
You're going to do that?
You got to know.
Yeah,
24
hours or
something. Yeah. It's a midnight. Put it out.
I don't know about that.
No, they got one shot.
Yeah,
I'd
say we're doing one shot.
One shot of speaking, we're starting to back.
The Kramer.
The guy doesn't come up.
Well, usually, you know, you just start picking them.
Really?
Let's go.
Hey, I don't have a gavel.
Use the glass.
I use my glass, yeah. A bottle of water. Oh, that worked pretty good. Did he? Is that right? Oh. Are we ready? They brought a copy of the agenda. Anybody? Are we ready? I'm so used to looking down there at Shane to see if we're on.
It's on. It's on wherever you are.
Okay. Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, we have any additions or corrections to the agenda this evening?
No additions or corrections. The agenda stands as written.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, this reached a time in our meeting where it's time to begin our public hearing. We're pleased to see all of you this evening. I know that you don't, many of you are not frequent visitors here at Planning and Zoning, so I'm going to ask you to direct your attention to Mr. Robertson to my left, because he has a few well-chosen words regarding the way that we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearing before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission concerning the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in October of 1998 and revised in 2007. Like all commission matters, the Comprehensive Plan update will be discussed and voted on publicly in open meeting. The Planning and Zoning Commission is required to make a recommendation with respect to the Comprehensive Plan update to County Council. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. We also ask that you take the time now to switch off or turn to silent service all telephonic devices, pagers, beepers, or similar devices. The hearing tonight will be conducted as follows. First, a brief overview of the Comprehensive Plan update will be given by Paul Driscoll of Urban Research and Development Corporation, the county's consultant on the land use plan update. After Mr. Driscoll's comments, the commission will invite public comment. When speaking to the commission, please begin by identifying yourself by name and your current address for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the ability to limit comment or testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Further, each person will have only one opportunity to speak. There will be no rebuttals or additional comment allowed. In addition, in lieu of giving oral comments, written comments will be accepted tonight and made a part of the record. Thank you in advance for your anticipated cooperation with regard to the manner in which these proceedings will be conducted. And then, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to give an additional report with regard to the SRAs.
Okay, go ahead.
As many of you know, on March 20th of 2008, a master in the Court of Chancery issued his draft report in the form of a proposed opinion with respect to the SRAs. That report has an impact on the comp plan update that will be discussed tonight. It addressed the subject of the state resource areas, or SRAs,